Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. Can you believe it? The last Thursday of October 2020. Election Day is next week. If you haven't already voted, get ready for a humdinger, diddly ding dong, whatever descriptive word you might put on what this election is going to be. Dude, I'm ready for it to be here. Let's just get done with it. This has been just something else. Absolutely something else. And you know what else is something else? I'll tell you what else. Real Talk with Desiree and Kaylin. So you know how this goes. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. Are you a drug-free athlete? Because if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, like that proverbial Mack truck through ice cream, then check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. Kaylin Patterson, I sure hope you're on the other line.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
And there you are. How in the heck are you, dude? It's been a little bit. It's been a little bit since I have been opposite of you on this program. I've had, like, stuff going on, like working and camping and wedding anniversaries and just, like, life. So what's been going on? You've been holding down the fort. What has been going on?
Oh, well, I wish I had better news, but I got to share this with you because it's been my whole day. There's a brother in Christ that I grew up with, a good childhood friend. We were rivals in school, but friends away from it. And, you know, we were talking about legacies and what we were going to leave behind for the next generation. And he got real deep on it, you know, and it was just one of those where you had to take notice that he's being dead serious. I don't know if you've ever had that friend that, you know, really awakened and then things got serious and they really changed. You knew they had really made that transformation for the better. Whatever had happened to stimulate it and spur it on had really pushed him to be that better person. And, you know, he was reading a lot of my posts and, you know, he's like, man, we gotta get in touch with each other. This is, you know, he said, I'm ready to make a change. I'm ready to do better. He said, I don't know if you believe it or not, but I want to do better. And we got to leave a legacy for the kids because he's seeing all the hate and all the anger that we're sharing and the memes and all the cursing, just how morality has gone down. And he's been really deep about it, you know, not one of those fly by night. Let's just make a post or share something that sounds good. He really wanted to make a change for the better in his society. And since he moved to Arizona, he was really reaching out to me up here since a lot of people he knew were basically still back this way. And I mean, everything was going great, just going phenomenal. We were touching base pretty much. It started out on a week-to-week thing, then it became an every other day, then it became an everyday outreach about, you know, man, where do you get these posts, Kaylin? You're coming up with stuff that, you know, I've been trying to put into words, and you're putting it down, and we need to get together so I can get on that level, you know? He's like, I know I can make a lot of change down here in Arizona, and if we brainstorm enough, we can do some changes with the people we know back in Illinois. And, you know, just constantly pushing and pushing to improve and do better. And I don't really know what happened, but his brother had posted that, you know, he passed away last night. And it came as a shock because, like, so much was happening and so much was being engaged that we were, you know, had plans for the future to really bring back society with a community mindset. And I think that's what we're missing, the family dynamic, the community mindset, the social and interactions. I mean, we interact, but it's nothing social about it. And it's sad to see the well, I'd say the so-called leaders, basically leading the forefront on really poor interaction or dialogue and just the mindset of what's going on. And I was really hurt today because, like, that was the first thing that I was awakened to read on the social mediums, and it just hit, you know, like, life is short. And I post about this quite a bit because there's been so much death with people that I've known recently. And this one kind of hit really hard just because of the way we were engaging and interacting to where, you know, things could be – there is a way to do better. And you and I both know it's through Christ Jesus. But others have a lesser way of understanding that same aspect that we can do better. And I do say lesser because, for me, God is almighty. So I'm not trying to dismiss anyone else's thought. This is me speaking. This is real talk. And, you know, in order to make a change, you have to be fully committed. And I knew that Doc was fully committed to making that change. And just scripture after scripture he was sharing was showing how it could be done in a successful light and manner. I don't know if you've had friends of that nature, Des, but, you know, when you see that kind of change, I'm sure that, you know, with that kind of energy and zest and zeal, you know, God called him home because he was really serious about doing God's will, and he'd been doing it. And if this is the time to bring him home, then what better time than when he's fully engaged in his Lord and Savior? And I think we all need to get to that level where we can be called home at the time where we're enriched to be a blessing, even in our passing. But, you know, that's what happened today, and it's been on my mind all day. And I was just thinking about legacies and, you know, how much we're really doing to really change or make change for the people that are going after we are gone. You know, what are we leaving behind? And you know, we always say, well, so-and-so could do this and that person could do that. But personally, what are we doing? What are we leaving in our wake? How much are we making a difference in the very people that we say we care for and love? And I really had to look at that because, you know, the stuff he was sharing was basically piggybacking off of what I was posting. And just that different outlook changed my day. And we should be doing things of that nature where we can uplift each other, and by doing so, uplift the people around us, and by doing that, making society actually care instead of posting that we care. But nobody really has the intent to have care or concern. It's basically a sad face emoji, and then they're moving on to the next post or the next thing to like or dislike. And, you know, just how he was wording that and just how he was, you know, putting that, it really, you know, we really have to do better because our morals are sliding and slanting to a very negative nature. And, you know, regardless of what anybody wants to say, it's the truth of the matter. And we can do better, and we have enough positive energy people and people that truly and fully believe in Christ. Well, we can make a difference. We've seen in the scripture many times where one person was all it took to make the change, if we're fully committed to do so. One woman made the change and changed the whole world and dynamic, the whole family dynamic, because she was fully committed. So, you know, when do we accept the power of Christ Jesus in our heart and soul and make the change for the people around us? Because we're sorely lacking, and sad to say, but we can uplift much better when we're on the mindset of Christ Jesus. The greater is he in me than he is that is in the world. So if we have that understanding, then why aren't we pushing back in a loving fashion, in a caring fashion, in a patient fashion, instead of, you know, basically waiting for the next negative blow to knock us all back on our heels to where we're constantly on the defensive? We are soldiers. We're, you know, in the army of the Lord, and yet we seem to be peasants hoping that we have sticks and bricks to fight against the militia that the adversary has set before. I'm probably rambling, Des, help me out.
Well, you know, and this is it's a tough one, and it all depends on what direction it is that we want this show to go. I mean, clearly this was something that is heavy on your heart and is real talk, so we can always share those things. But it's, you know, as Scripture says, the love of many will wax cold. And you really want to know why we don't do better? Because nobody cares enough. I shouldn't say nobody. Fewer and fewer people every day care enough to do better. I mean, and that's why we're also admonished to never grow tired of doing good, because it is a struggle. And so, I mean, simple answer. I mean, everyone can point to this, that, and the next thing in your life, but it's just, you know, the words of the Bible being fulfilled for one reason or another. And if once the heart waxes cold, if that fire's not rekindled, then those people who've lost it, it's going to be really hard for them to regain it, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's really up to us. It's our own responsibility to leave an ember blowing somewhere to be rekindled. But, you know, a lot of times we choose just to let it go cold, let that fire go out. Mm-hmm. And it was our decisions that, you know, that doused that fire.
Okay, you ready?
What am I ready for?
Well, Carol says, I didn't expect this point, but maybe you guys can clarify what reprobate means in the Bible.
Reprobate. The reprobate mind?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're asking for? Let's see if we can clarify. What is a reprobate mind? Well, let's come to finding the actual definition of that. So it was Romans 1:28. It even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
Mm-hmm.
The literal definition in the Greek is failing to pass the test, unapproved, counterfeit. So a reprobate mind is one that fails to pass the test. It's not approved. It's counterfeit. It is not a mind fit for or fitted to, I should say, carrying out God's will.
Can I add to that?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay, for the everyday sense, it's basically where you fight so hard against the truth that you no longer believe it, even if it's right in front of your face. And so you come under the false teaching and false understanding of a false reality. It does not. It simply does not exist. I'll give you a good example of that. And I fell prey to it, not the reprobate mind, but someone who was under that thinking. And he was one of the deacons of our church, believe it or not. And he prayed long and hard. His wife got sick, and she got sick unto death. And eventually, you know, even with all the prayer and everything else, instead of saying, you know, Lord, your will be done, he fought, and he came to the understanding in his own mind that she wasn't going to die. And, you know, sadly, she did. And when she did die, he cursed God.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell prey to the reprobate mind, because after that, he thought she had been kidnapped and taken to some place, you know, maybe two towns over. And he convinced me, because I didn't know anything that had happened. I'd been away from home, moved back home, and I was just walking through the neighborhood. And I ended up seeing him. We had a nice conversation. And I said, man, if somebody kidnapped your wife, I'll help you go get them if the police won't do nothing. Let's go on out there and get them. And when I went to the pastor at the church house, you know, he said, you know, maybe you need to sit down and we got to explain some stuff to you. And when they did, I felt pretty stupid. But, you know, he really believed that somebody had kidnapped his wife and taken her, you know, out of town and was holding her hostage because he could not accept the fact that she was gone. And he fully and truly believed it. And he was willing to, you know, I could see why his daughters had taken his car. I couldn't understand it at the time, but after it was explained to me, it all made sense. And, you know, as much as we say that these things can't happen, there's living proof that it did. And he died miserable. And he was just overworked and overworried that he was never going to see his wife again. And it was, you know, considering all the years of his teaching and knowledge and tutelage, I knew he knew better, but he just fell prey to what we're talking about right now, and that's that reprobate mind. And it was just amazing because I had even believed that, you know, he needed help, and I was willing to help him because I'd known him for so long, so many years growing up. What do you think of that?
Well, I think there's a lot of things at play there, and definitely emotions over a loved one. I mean, really, everyone's faith has been, if it hasn't, will be tested at some point to see how you come through. In fact, I think that's an amazing story. Amazing story. It makes me feel like some mental illness is there also. But, you know, reprobate, I mean, the word still fits. I mean, the official definition is an unprincipled person. In Calvinism, reprobate refers to a sinner who is not of the elect and is predestined to damnation. Now, I think that's a little harsh, but there's a little view of what reprobate is. The verb, if you use it as a verb, it's to express or feel disapproval of, such as his neighbors reprobated his method of proceeding. Synonyms: rogue, rascal, scoundrel, good for nothing, villain, and wretch. So you get that the word reprobate is it's a negative. And if you have a reprobate mind, you know, I would say that, you know, it's just a mind that's turned to evil continually in one way or another, not interested in God or his principles. And that's what you have there. That's what you have there. And so, yeah, this is interesting. Not what I expected for this today's show either,
sorry,
but that
guys.
Is okay because you know what? We didn't have a definite plan, and it's okay, Kaylin. You know, we did have a plan where we wanted to have a very specific guest on the show that didn't pan out. And so, you know what? The show must go on. You know, there's been a couple times the show has not gone on, but, you know, most of the time we try. We try to be here. And also, we are going to try something new. I don't know if this is going to be a good or bad thing. But, hey, so, you know, we haven't taken a live telephone call in quite some years. Why?
Uh-oh.
Because it never turns out well. It never turns out well. But you know what? Tonight, since we're just kind of throwing caution to the wind, we're going to take some live calls. So if you have legitimate questions about anything we were just talking about, or comments, or natural bodybuilding. Now, don't come on the show and be crazy and use profanity and racial slurs, because we've had that. If you do that, we're just going to cut your line, you know, but we're going to open up the telephone lines, and maybe no one is brave enough to jump on. But if you would like to be a guest caller, you have a question, you want to talk about natural bodybuilding or whatever might be on your mind, we'll do our best to engage. So that number is 657-383-1476. That is the guest dial-in, 657-383-1476. Call in, be prepared to share your name and where you're calling from, and we'll do our best to have some real talk. I guess we'll see. We'll see, Kaylin. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm a little scared.
I'm very scared.
I'm a little scared on this one.
You do realize this is almost to the day when we had the guest on where we did have that debacle.
You know, it's several years ago, though, too. But, yeah.
Yeah.
And it happened a couple different times. I was and very upset because it was very derogatory to both of our guests and unnecessary. And I'm like, what? How does this happen? Do people just kind of like scan, you know, podcasts that are live? And if they actually allow people to dial in, they just jump on, listen for a little bit, then decide, you know, they're sitting over there. Well, how rude can I be? How negative can I be? How insulting can I be? And then let me call up and see what happens. And you know what happened? They got hung up on. That is what happened. So we transition to taking all of our questions in writing, which, you know what, if you are more comfortable with that, feel free. Go ahead and submit them in writing. I know a lot of you use some direct private messaging. You can message on Blog Talk Radio on our page. There's a feed there. You can go to any of our Facebook pages. Send us a direct message. You can go to P4P Real Talk with Desiree and Kaylin. You can go to Midwest Muscle. You know, I think we just need to consolidate all of our pages is what I think we need to do. But that's a conversation for another day. Another day, because I just, it might take a little bit to get that done. That's all I'm saying, Kaylin. That is all I'm saying. Well, I am very sorry to hear about your friend. You know, prayers with your friend.
Well, we got a complaint, guys.
So, and Mom is, I don't know, she's 14 years old and just deciding she's going to bark at absolutely nothing that is there.
What happened at the world? Why aren't you guys talking about the world? Daryl.
Well, Daryl, that was our very special guest we wanted to have on, and we couldn't get it coordinated. So that's why we're not talking about the world, because we have not received the full results.
That's not on us.
I didn't say it was on us. I just said that we tried planning it. We worked hard at it. We tried to get the information, the full information, and we could not. So once we get it, we will talk about the world. You know, and that's a question I was asking Kaylin. I mean, like, Kaylin, after 5 years, what do we have to do to get these promoters to be like, Here are the results. Here they are. Here I am. Let me showcase my athletes. Let me. Because that's what we do. That's our job. We want to showcase the athletes. But that is not the case all the time.
We reach out. I don't think any promoter or any organization has ever had problems with Dead or Alive. Or I might be mistaken if we're being ignored by, you know, simple requests. So it's interesting to know. I'd be anxious to find out, you know, how we can be so forthgiving with helping the natural bodybuilding community as to why we aren't thought of sooner. It is kind of a slap in the face. And it stings for me. I didn't say stinks. Stings. Like a bee sting. So, you know, there's that. Dez, I don't know how you feel after so many years, but, you know, we've done some road warriors traveling, so it's not like we don't show up to help. And I'm just a little dazed as to what's going on and why not. But Dez did ask me earlier, like, you know, after all this time, what gives? And I don't know, because, you know, we're there. We've been there for whoever needs us, and it's just a little odd that we're never the first thought of. I mean, I know they want to do their own thing. I get it, so they can have control over the the information, but I'm thinking it's a little bit easier and more trustworthy to have an independent group basically share the information, because then you know it's no malarkey. And yeah, I said malarkey.
He said malarkey, folks. You heard it. You heard it. So, and it's, you know, it's like whatevs. We're still going to do what we do. We're still going to do it as best we can do it. And, but sometimes, you know, there are some of our contacts are awesome about it. And others, they're just like, guys, come on. Come on. We're just trying to help you, help your athletes, something. But come on. Come on.
I mean, we're also competitors. We're also fans. We're also great supporters of the industry and the business, and especially the athletes. And I continue to hear, well, we put the athletes first, and I say we should put them number one. Why should they have to be first? Just number one, where all of them can know that they're going to be addressed, you know, in the background, in the pictures, in the forefront. However, they're going to be acknowledged for all the hard work they've done. And, you know, BVP Real Talk was one of the outlets to make that happen. So it's interesting that, like Des is saying, after 5 years, my goodness, you don't remember? We don't hit the blip? It's like if we were dating, I'd be really hurt by now. That you're, oh, what's your name? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shoot. Oh, man. With that being said, 657-383-1476. In fact, I dare anybody to call him at this point. I'm just feeling kind of spicy like that today. Kind of spicy like that today. Huh?
I'm waiting to hear from Mark Sal.
Mark Sal. Where is Mark Sal? You know, it's kind of early over there. He might still be having his breakfast.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And over there is Australia. Australia. Mark South is one of our buddies over there. He and his lovely bride, Tenica. Great couple. Always good for a lot of lively information. So we love to hear from them as well. So, and actually this year, well, Kaylin's has been very active over the past couple of years. This year has been a little better for me to hit the roadways, get in some judging, visit some more shows. And you were just at the Viking. We talked about the Viking. You're getting ready to go to the Maple. So if you guys remember Lauren Thomas, he started out with one show. He had the OCB Skyview Classic, and now he has expanded to 3 shows, and the Maple is coming up. Is it this weekend, Kaylin, in Wisconsin?
Yes, ma'am.
Green Bay, Wisconsin. So are you going to be judging at that one as well, or just attending as a fan?
I'll be attending.
And helper. All right, because I do know that our friend Matthew Burdess is going to be on the judging panel of that show as well.
Oh, wow.
So very interesting and excited for Lauren that he, you know, he started with one show, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, he's like, I might have 3 shows. And lo and behold, he has 3 shows.
And he's got 3 shows. He ain't playing.
He is not playing. So it's the OCB Sugar Classic Maple, and that's going to be in Green Bay. It's this Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's starting at 8 a.m. So for anybody who's in that area, Lauren Thomas is the promoter. You can find the OCB Sugar Maple Classic on Facebook and all of the registration there, or you can go to the OCBOnline.com and, you know, see if you can still jump in. You might be able to twist his arm if that's something that you're really like, darn, I didn't know about that show, but I'm ready for that show. Can I get in on that show? You know what? Give Lauren a shout. He is the one who can answer that for you.
He ain't playing.
Yeah. He ain't playing. He ain't playing. So, all right, Kalen Patterson, have you already voted, or are you going to go on election day and do your civic duty?
Well, here's the thing with the voting. I don't know what's going on with your neck of the woods, but we've had a lot of harassing individuals at the voting booth. And so basically we have a group of men that have been going with the elderly to help them vote. So, you know, eventually I was able to get in and get my own vote cast. But it's just sad that we live in this kind of environment where people think harassing the elderly is somehow beneficial to their life and day. I think it's
pretty
pathetic.
What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people that we've reverted to bullying? What is going on? Oh, my gosh. Talk about the love of many waxing cold. The world has lost its ever-loving mind.
Yes. And it was, like, first it was, you know, verbal jabs and, you know, insults or who you better vote for and stuff like that. And then it's gotten progressively worse. And, you know, like, people were saying, well, where are the police? And I'm thinking, dude, do you really want them stationed outside a voting booth when they could be, you know, actually taking care of real crimes and stuff like that?
So they've gone from wanting to defund the police to saying, where's the police?
Yes.
You can't have it both ways, folks.
You cannot.
You cannot have it both ways. We like their thought of their protection when we need it, but other than that, let's just throw the book at them.
Yeah. I said, if you want to really change society, change the law. Because the police are only doing their job. And I'm just amazed that we keep forgetting that point until, like Dad said, a time like this. Now, hey, where's the police? Well, they've been there all the time. And we should be there for them as well. And I'm a little surprised that, you know, they became the scapegoats of improper laws and improper decisions that they have to adhere to. Their jobs are their jobs. And I think back to the movie The Fugitive, where Harrison Ford was talking to Tommy Lee Jones, and he said, you know, to him, hey, you know, I didn't kill my wife. And he was like, I don't care. That's not my job. My job is to bring you in. And, you know, I said, that's where we are with the police. They're just doing their jobs. We changed the law. They no longer have to adhere to things that they probably don't agree with either. So, you know, let's be more civil and be more civic-minded to where we can start engaging and changing society for the better instead of basically wanting to constantly point fingers at the person that's doing wrong. Why are they wrong? What are they doing other than their job? And how many times do we have to see them doing their job to realize, maybe we should change the dynamic of their job, and that way they don't have to come under the scrutiny of society so quickly or be seen as demons or devils. Because, you know, when you say those things, you're talking about 35 years of my life with my dad. And he was a very good police officer. He was a very good member in the military. So I do take offense when I keep hearing these statements being made. If you can't find a better person for the job, then make the job better for the person. Because if that person has a strict guideline of rules and regulations like they do now, but we change them to actually fit better in society by using civics and civil-minded individuals with civil servants basically passing the laws, you change the world. So let's get on that point and that way of thinking instead of constantly trying to blame one police officer or one other person because they're not getting in by accident. There's certain rules and regulations when they put down that application where they get that information from. So let's do better. What do you think about that, Des?
I say let's do better, and let's also do better by don't break the law, people.
There you go.
Stop.
Stop. Just stop.
Let's improve our cops, but then
now,
let's
now,
also...
We're not,
let's,
hold on. Before you guys blow us up. We're not saying the people that were sleeping in their beds. We're not saying the people who were crossing the street. We're not talking about the illegal thugs that people are calling, you know, law enforcement, because they're not. They basically found a way to weasel their way in, and they basically became demons after that. But we're not saying stop sleeping in your bed. Before we get lit up by this, we're not going in that road, because neither Dad nor I think in that fact. Okay? Okay. Go ahead, Dad.
I'm all for reform. Reform needs to happen, but you can't say just change them over there and I don't want to change myself.
Mm-hmm.
There are some folks out there that need to change themselves. It's got to be the big picture. If any real change is going to happen, it's got to be the big picture. It's got to be the big picture. And I'm going to, not that this is not important, but since we're just talking randomly here. Let's talk randomly, but it's still going to be very real. Have you seen California's coronavirus guidelines for the holidays?
No, I have not.
So this was released probably about a week or two ago, if not a little bit more, probably a little bit more than that. And I am just blown away by it because now, if I'm understanding this correctly, they are dictating what people can do in their own homes.
Oh, wow.
So they have, this is basically what they're saying. They're saying that residents should have all gatherings outside. This is for the holidays, either in their yards or nearby parks. The only time people should go inside is to use the restroom, which must be sanitized frequently.
If you're having people over
for the holidays, these are their coronavirus guidelines. You're having people over in your house. These are their guidelines for you. In your house, taxpayer, you pay the mortgage, you pay the taxes, you mow your lawn, you furnish it. These are guidelines for you. And then the people at the gathering should be limited to no more than 3 households. Those who are considered high risk or elderly should stay home. Okay, I get that. Of course, mask wearing and social distancing are a given, and gatherings should conclude after approximately 2 hours in your home.
What?
In your family.
So they can't sleep out?
And they also stress the importance of Californians wearing masks if they plan to sing, chant, or shout because physical exertion significantly increases the risk of COVID-19 transmission because these activities increase the release of respiratory droplets of fine aerosols in the air. And it's only sociable. Wait. It's only socially acceptable for a person to remove their face covering when they are eating or drinking or need to meet urgent medical needs like using an inhaler or taking medications in their own home.
Wow.
So for those of you Californians out there who have, 4 siblings, 4 grown children with grandchildren, you can only invite 2 of them for the holidays.
Wow,
maybe
about
you'll rotate in your own home. And you can't be inside your home. You have to be out in your yard. So hopefully the weather's nice enough, and maybe you can decorate a tree out in your yard that you can gather around, but don't sing. Don't sing without your mask on in your own home.
Oh, this ain't random. This is pretty important.
You know, I get precautions and all that, but this, not sitting well with me whatsoever at all.
Good thing we're in the Midwest.
Well, last night,
prayers going out to Cali. Wow.
Well, everything happened in California first, so don't think that this couldn't spread across the nation.
But virus?
Not the virus, the mandates.
No,
the
I
laws.
Said like the virus.
Like the virus, exactly.
sick. Yeah, we got to do something about that.
You know, it's one thing to tell you to stay home, but then to dictate what you can do in that home, knowing the fragile state of mental health and just things that are, you know, other symptoms that are starting to become more visible as a result of all of this separating, social distancing, separating ourselves from even our family. If you can't even be around your family, what's the point? Why are you living? I mean, really, why are you living? If you can't be with the people you love, what is the point here? Okay, I'm going to be alive. I'm not going to have the virus, but I can't even enjoy my family.
Don't,
I mean, seriously, what's the point? What's the point of being alive?
Don't do it, Dad.
No,
ledge,
don't worry.
Don't
I didn't plan to hurt myself. I am not suicidal in the least. I'm just saying.
No, I said that. Don't let your heart wax cold. That's what I said.
Don't let your heart wax cold. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I mean, come on. And we have perpetuated such a spirit of fear that I'm sure there was there that being like, oh, you know what? That's, oh my gosh, that's exactly right. We're not going to see such and such and such and such. Maybe we'll just Zoom them and that will be enough. No, people, Zoom is not enough.
Zoom does
Facebook
not Zoom.
Live, not enough. Not enough. Or at least it's not enough for me.
Well, you love your family.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I guess, you know what, if you're cool with that, California, and that's your decision, who am I? Who am I to say anything against it? But I would not be cool with it. And that's all I have to say about that.
I'm glad you said it. I didn't know those
things. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have a younger brother in California. What the heck?
Uh-oh.
You know, thankfully, his, parents and younger sister are in Arizona, so maybe that's going to be a little more normal. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out in the next week.
But, you know, there's enough of an increase of depression, anxiety, all of those things that are already attached to a normal holiday. Now, throw in some shenanigans like this and, you know, I guess we're going to see what kind of emotional Mai Tai cocktail we're going to have here.
Well, we're at a dangerous level already.
Hey, it's what I'm saying. It's what I'm saying. And now that I've just gone through all of that, people are probably really scared to call in. But, you know, I'll put the number out there one more time. 657-383-1476. shoot, Kaylin Patterson.
You scared him to death.
I probably did. Probably did. We've had all this Bible talk and now ranting and raving about not being able to see all of your family over the holidays and whatever else you got going on. They're like, they are off their rocker. They are off their rocker.
I don't think you're off your rocker, Dad. I think you bring very valid points.
Anywho is it. So, you know, that's really all I have for tonight, Kaylin Patterson. Although this is the last Thursday in October, and we still have not done a Facebook Live video. So you know what? Next Tuesday, Facebook Live.
We have to.
We just have to. We said we're going to do it, and we are going to do it. And if y'all don't want to dial in on the airwaves, then you can catch us on the social mediums, as Kaylin likes to call them.
Catch us on the flip side.
And check us out there on the flip side.
One question.
All right. Last thought. Unless you've got more than one.
Your legacy and what you plan on leaving.
Yes. There you go. think about that. I'm going to think about that while I'm planning my holiday gatherings. So, on behalf of, you know what, just everybody out there, folks, don't let your hearts wax cold. Get out there, do your civic duty, and vote. Whoever you're voting for, vote. You have the right. There are so many major countries out there where their citizens don't get to vote. They don't get to be part of their political process. You as Americans, you have that right. You have that privilege. Get out there and vote. And don't just vote based on, I'm mad at this person, disgusted with that person. I mean, at least take one day.
Use your brain.
And try to figure out where they stand. And then vote. But vote.
Or else.
Or else. Yeah. Or else, as all the bullies are out there are saying, I'm going to vote.
Exactly.
I'm going to be out there day of. I'm going to take in the whole experience. So, but I will be voting. So, you know what? God bless, folks. I hope I don't feel what?
I hope you don't get harassed. I think that's the worst feeling in life.
You know, it could be a real possibility, but I'm going to get out there and do it anyway. So,
do it. Heck yeah.
I am going to do it.
She's bad as the brave. She ain't scared.
November 4th. It's your ballot. Oh, and if you are going to vote if you are going to vote early, go to the courthouse, drop off your ballot. If you mailed in your ballot and you have not received a confirmation, you best be following up and make sure that, you know, I don't know what how they're going to be able to find you, but if you haven't received the confirmation that your ballot has been received, you want to keep track of that. You want to keep track of that.
Oh, they are not getting back in touch with you. You have to be the bother. You have to be the sore. You have to be the itch that has to be scratched, because if they're not putting any effort to reaching out, if you're not doing so. So that's a good point, Dad. Thank you.
Yep, you want to do that. Get it done.
Get her done.
Get her done. Get her done. November 3rd, folks. Get her done. Did I say November 4th earlier? I might
have. Yes, you did. You did.
I did. It's Tuesday, November 3rd. You want to do that. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. I got to double check my facts. Election day.
Oh. We got to get Snopes.
We're going to get Snopes?
Snopes.
Notes. Yes.
No, Snopes.
Oh, Snopes. Yeah.
Got to get the fact checker.
I cannot, you know what? I can't give Joe Biden a hard time if I can't keep my facts straight.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Snopes. November 3rd.
Wow,
November 3rd. Mail it in, drop it off, go vote. But if you mail it in, make sure they got it. Make sure you get a confirmation or your vote is as good as blowing in the wind. That's all I got to say about that. All right, guys. Next Tuesday, we are not going to be on Blog Talk. You're going to have to find us on social media. So hopefully you've already liked Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk with Desiree and Kaylin, and the P4P Signature Series Facebook pages, because you just never know which page we are going to show up on. And we may just make our rounds to all the different pages. I don't know. We're going to play around with it. We're going to play around with it and see what's what.
We're going to be stronger.
We're going to be stronger and
better,
you
faster.
Know,
yeah.
Better, faster with Chocolate Way.
That would roll.
For the win.
No. With Snickerdoodle. It's empowering.
With Chocolate Way for the win. All right, folks. Your body is a temple. So let's build it.